K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. What's the worst type of ticket to get on your car? What is the best type of ticket to get? Some would argue there's never a good ticket to get. Others would say there are certain ones that are way worse because you've got to go to fight them in court, or they're super expensive, or you got caught like 5 seconds after street sweeping began, or you were randomly at a place you've always parked, but it happened to be that one day of the week for the 2 hour period of time you're not allowed to be there. And so it's just super annoying because, like, who's going to remember what the street sweeping schedule is on some random street on a Tuesday between noon and two?
Who's going to remember?
Who can remember that stuff? I don't know. They got the signs, but there's, so, you know how it is in LA. There's a million signs everywhere you go. So every sign contradicts each other anyway.
See, for me, if I see enough signs, I'm like, I don't know, this is sketchy. I'm just going to leave because I know I'm going to miss something. But for you, you see a sign and you're like, doesn't apply to me.
Well, sometimes I do think when it says, like, permit only, I'm like, yeah, but how do they know for real? You know?
And then, usually a sticker that says permit?
Yeah, well, that's right. That's how they know for real.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was trying to go and quit the gym, so I pulled into a parking lot, and I said, there's no spots here, but I got to quit the gym. And I knew that if I did not quit the gym by a certain time, they were going to charge me, because yesterday was my, like, last day before they charge. So there was a spot available in an electric car spot.
Oh, you're an electric car.
I have an electric car. So I said, great. Now, the weird thing about the electric car spots is it used to be if you have an electric car, you can park here. But then those spots a lot of times became you can only park here if you're currently charging.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want you just to leave the car there.
Then even after you're done charging, you need to move it immediately.
Immediately.
You can't just leave the plug-in.
Right. So I thought to myself, I'll be in and out and how long is it going to take me to quit this gym, right? So,
oh, my God, an eternity.
Really? I just thought I'd go in there and
I quit.
Yeah, isn't
it like quitting a timeshare? They're like, okay, now let's take you over to this other person in this other room and let's talk this over.
I was prepared to just say, like, I don't want to do any of that. There's nothing you're going to say that's going to keep me. I want out. I want to just quit. Let's just quit. So I'm in there, not that long. I come out and I see that floppy piece of paper under my windshield wiper. And I'm like, how did I get a ticket already? This is crazy. I was only in there for not that long. And the ticket, luckily, is one of those warning tickets. It's
It just says violation.
It's a violation warning with strong language, but no fine attached to it, which means it's nothing. It's like getting a passive aggressive note from a Karen.
Oh yeah, there's like places in my community where they have those. Like the HOA just has some kind of BS patrol person who's like, "You've been warned," it's like, this means nothing.
It's a violation that I was not charging in a charging spot.
Wow.
And if I do this again, my second warning could result in me being unable to park in this parking lot ever again.
Oh, that would be a blessing for you, wouldn't it?
And a copy of this notice will be on file at the attendance booth.
Oh, you're on file, man.
I'm on file.
And I was thinking to myself, how great
this
is it?
This is going to go on your permanent record.
How great is it to get a ticket and be like that annoying feeling of, I can't believe I got a ticket, and then to realize it's like a fake ticket?
Yeah, I know. And then throw it away.
It's like if you're being chased by like a mall cop as opposed to a real cop.
This stuff is just a waste of time, energy,
right.
Paper, everything.
Like, this is like, not going to stop me from parking there. In fact, now I kind of want to park there again to see what happens next now.
Yeah, you just want to F with them?
You're like, will I get banned from this parking lot for life because I park in the spot again and don't charge?
It's just that if you're not going to be a real enforcer, then don't even try.
Look how intimidating this is. Like, it'd be a violation, you know.
Well, when you put a line above the word and under, it looks so serious.
So anyway, apparently I've been warned now. And then of course, there's all these places they could put like signatures on there, but none of them have signatures from anyone official.
So the person that gave you this violation is so lazy, they can't even properly fill out the form.
Didn't even sign it. But anyway, just know I'm on record. So you're listening to a real bad boy
on
radio.
You should go back
right
in there with the note and apologize to them and say, is there anything you can do
to get me out of the file?
To get you out of the filing.
That would be hilarious.
All right, for the sake...
So that you're really upset about.
For the sake, I'll say I have a perfectly clean record. This is going to ruin my perfectly good record.
Please don't put me in your file.
These guys are going to laugh. They're going to be like, no one has ever cared about these things ever before.
Ross, no, there's no file. What do you think?
I want to see you guys expunge.
Show me the file, damn it. Show it to me.
Can I do community service to get out of your file?
And yeah, maybe, do community service in the park at your gym.
For the sake of this show, I will go back today.
Yay!
And I will fight this ticket. I will fight this violation. It means nothing. We'll be right back. Quick break. More show next.